Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us. It's always a pleasure when we have guests come back and tell us a little bit more about themselves. And today we are going to be talking to Bob Karcher. And Bob is an author, a speaker, and a professional life coach. He's in the business of helping others discover who they are and why they're here, so they can lead the intentional, authentic lives they were created for. And last time we had a discussion with Bob, we talked about understanding who you are and why you're here and how that can have powerful, positive implications in all areas of your life, including your business. And today we're going to be talking about an exciting new book that launches this week. So let's get Bob on the line. Bob, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me back. I'm glad to be on your show again.
Bob, it's always a pleasure. You know, it's nice to know that there are people out there like yourself who can help us understand more about the why we're here. Life is so much better when you understand, you know, what your purpose is and what things are all about. And tell us a little bit about your journey on how you became interested in this field and what your background was. Just give our listeners a little refresh on that.
Well, sure. Thank you. This is actually just a natural extension of what I've been doing all my life, Bill. I've been a coach all my life in primarily executive, corporate, and nonprofit settings, though. And as I look back now, the things I always enjoyed most in life were helping people develop, building great teams, something like your past guest here, Pam, was talking about, how important it is to build a great team and know what they're like. So I've been coaching folks all my life, and it started out in the for-profit sector in the publishing area. I started off as a delivery driver at the Los Angeles Times, ended up with a 25-year career there, ended up as chief operating officer of a couple of their business units in Los Angeles, and, well, you know, newspapers stopped being a whole lot of fun. So I found myself moving over into the nonprofit space, and I got to do that for a few years, and I was just called out to do this on a full-time basis with individuals, families, executives, students, and really help people excel in their lives and find out what they're really passionate about and go after it with full throttle.
It's so exciting. You know, I had lunch with an elderly gentleman not too long ago, and he said something I thought was very significant. I thought you would appreciate, Bob. He said, the two greatest days of your life, the day you're born and the day you figure out why you were born.
I love that. I think he's right.
I think he's right too. So hey, let's talk about it. Your book has been kind of out there for people to take a look at, and you've got a lot of great buzz about it. And I'm excited for you. So let's talk about your new book. It's called Who Are the Joneses Anyway, which I love the title, and everybody I've talked to loves the title too. What's your book about, Bob?
Well, it's really the subtitle helps describe it a little bit. The subtitle is Stop Living Someone Else's Life and Start Becoming All That You're Meant to Be. So many of us, and the story of this book really comes out of my wife, Susan, and our stories. We co-authored the book together, which is an interesting thing to do anyway with your wife who's co-author a book. But we made it through, and we're still married and had a lot of fun doing it, actually.
That's right up there with remodeling your house, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay.
And,
no, I'm just kidding.
No, I hear you. We had a lot of fun doing the project, actually. And what we're really passionate about is helping people discover who they are and why they're here. Because there's so much in life. And when we chase somebody else's dreams, Bill, it's like when we look across the proverbial fence line and somebody else's grass always seems greener. It doesn't matter where we're at in life. There's always others that are going to have more than we have, that have maybe got the bigger title, a bigger house, they got the boat in the driveway, or maybe it's just they get more likes on Facebook, or their kids just seem better behaved than mine. All sorts of ways that we compare ourselves to the Joneses or whoever might be in our lives that are our next-door neighbors, our family members, the person in the next cubicle. And That's a trail that just leads to dissatisfaction, discontent really quickly. But when we discover who we are and we become content in that, we can actually have a much more fulfilling life and a much more successful life. Because success isn't just all about what we have. It's about who we are and what we give. And when we can get to a point like that in our life, that's when things really start to get exciting for us.
Yeah, and it is difficult because, of course, the media thrives on us comparing ourselves to others and what you don't have instead of what you do have. And, you know, it's very difficult for people because it's always in their face as far as that's concerned. So walk us through some of the basic steps of how someone can unplug from that comparability kind of a mindset to more of a what can I do and give kind of a mindset.
Well, I think, you know, we talk about a lot of those strategies in our book, Bill, and we devote entire chapters to just, you know, several specific strategies. One of them is called need, right? And this really has to do with material things in life and as well as things that are less money-oriented. And this need acronym stands for necessity, explore, enhance, and decide. And we walk folks through that acronym and we stop ourselves when we're about to make a big decision. It's not just about buying that new car. It might be a decision to take a new job and move my family across the country. And we stop and pause and go, let me think about the qualitative parts of this decision and how this is going to impact my life and does it really drive my personal mission in life. And if I'm just chasing the next paycheck, then it's probably not going to be as fulfilling as I ever hoped it would be. So those are some of the things, Bill, we talk about. We talk about living legacy. Legacy sometimes we think is something that triggers through legal documents that take effect after we're gone. But we're convinced that legacy is something that is a whole lot more fun to develop while we're still alive. And we can pour ourselves, our resources, our time, and everything we're about into the people around us and the generations to come in ways that have much greater impact than just passing on money. So we get people to think about these sorts of things in life. And there's four real questions, Bill, when I coach executives and individuals and couples. I walk them through this over a period of time. These aren't easy questions to answer, so we take our time doing it. Who are you? Why are you here? What are you living for? You got to make a decision about that one. And what are you going to do about it? So we can walk through those four questions and do it honestly. We come out on the other end of that with sometimes a whole different view of just why we're even created, why we're on this planet.
Yeah, you know, of course, we have so many people with the longevity issues that we're facing right now. So many people are reaching a serious retirement or rethinking ages about what their purpose in life is. People turning 50 and 55 and 60 and 65 and 70 and looking at, wow, I might have 20 or 30 years of life left easily here, depending on, you know, and they're wondering, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing because I had to do something to support my family, but it's not really my passion. But there are also people that are starting to discover that earlier on. And I think the younger people today, the millennials, are starting to say, I'm not even going to go through all of that trap of having a job for 30 years, you know, and then losing it down the road. I'm going to start living my passion now. So is this just a general awakening, or, you know, it seems like there's a lot of sectors of our population that are either looking at things differently or starting to look at things differently. Let me put it that way.
We really believe it is a general awakening. You have this confluence, almost this perfect situation of, it's not a storm, but it's that similarity where, on the one hand, as you mentioned, you've got an entire boomer generation that is retiring and looking at the next 20, 30 years and going, oh, goodness, what am I going to do with my life? At the same time, you've got this young millennial generation that, luckily, for all the, you know, rap they get for being the me generation, they actually have watched us and learned from their parents and their grandparents and watched us live these lives where it was all about career at any expense. And we were going to wait till we retired to enjoy life. And we drug them through a lot of that. And now they're saying, I want more out of life than that, and I'm not going to wait until then. I want my life to stand for something today. And in between those two generations, you've got the X generation, and they've really, really felt the pain of this last recession that lasted so long, and we're still, quite frankly, still trying to come out of. And it forced us to think about what's really important in life. Is it that job that could go away in an instant, or that stock portfolio, or are there things that are more important to me that I should be thinking about? So I think you have this perfect storm, Bill, that really has just created this general awakening, to use your term.
Yeah, and as I think of it, wouldn't it be refreshing to have a return to simplicity? You know, you think about what was life like 100 years ago without all of the glimmer and the technology and all of the quick decisions we have to make. We didn't know about so many things, so we didn't need so many things, and we didn't have so many things to go after. So maybe it's just a big, you know, once around the consumer wheel here, and we figured out that chasing after things is not what makes us happy. Simplicity and love and people are what makes us happy.
Exactly. And Susan and I are big proponents that there's nothing wrong with having fantastic things to live with, right? Fantastic things even, or great lots of money. It's not what we have. It's about how did we get it? And when we have it, what do we do with it, right? Do we, you know, because there's in another chapter, we talk a lot about generosity. And when we have much, how do we handle that? And quite frankly, it's impossible to be both selfish and generous at the same time. So when we have much and we've acquired much, we have to think about what is it we're going to do with it when we get there. If our only position in life is to seek much for the sake of having much, for the sake of comparing ourselves to others, that's not going to end really well for you. It didn't for Susan and I. That's the track that we were on. And that's where we learned some really hard lessons that we talked about in the book. And we had to work our way through that and come back with a different answer that was really much more workable, and the kind of answer that, quite frankly, led to different lives, and the kind of lives that we are much prouder to have our kids witness now. That's the living legacy part.
That might be the best idea of all, is this is a book that can be given throughout the generations and really help each generation of your family understand who are the Joneses. What is this? How do we get here? Where are we headed with this? Now, Bob, besides your book being a great read, are there exercises and work, any kind of things that people, to lead people to take steps to improve their life after this? Or, you know, is it a thought-provoking piece and that's where it ends? Tell me what your thoughts are there.
Well, it's both. One, we definitely want this to primarily be a thought-provoking piece. And the because the questions that we ask aren't the kind of things that you can read and fill out a spread, a questionnaire and answer some questions. Thinking about who I am, it's the kind of thing that takes a lot of soul-searching and a lot of extra work and exercises outside of that just wouldn't fit into a single volume. So first, the book is meant to provoke a lot of discussion and a lot of thought. But within that book, we do provide certain strategies that help people come up with – we provide them the questions to start thinking about and the strategies to implement in their lives that would start to lead to a transformation in their life, kind of a metamorphosis, we call it. In addition to that, in just a couple of months, our book actually, our official publishing date is June 7th, so we're just 5 days away from that now. It's been out on Kindle, and Amazon has been shipping for weeks now, but that's our official publishing date. But in just several weeks down the road, we're also going to publish a discussion guide for groups that's going to accompany this book. Our hearts really are to get people to a point where it's okay to talk about this. Sometimes our resources or how we're doing in life or our deepest passions are the things we talk about the least. And so our goal is to get people talking. So there are some practical steps they can take. There's a discussion guide they'll be able to get their hands on. And when it's available, we'll announce that through our website. They'll actually be able to download that for free from our website. So lots of it's both, Bill.
That's what I was hoping.
And practical.
That's what I was hoping you'd say, because I can see where, you know, obviously this started kind of as a conversation between you and your wife. But I mean, I'm sure then it spread out from there to, you know, this is a conversation or a project that a family can take on to all get on the same page and open up a discussion in a logical manner about, you know, who are we? Why does the world compare themselves to someone else, and what are we doing about that? It could have the power to really change the mindset of a family throughout generations and create a family legacy that's much more important than just about stuff and dollars and cents.
Exactly. And rather, we're keeping up with the Joneses, you know, and over time, Bill, we just keep changing the names and adding some more decimal points and some more zeros before the decimal point on their income level. It might have used to be the Joneses. That phrase started 103 years ago, believe it or not. Or then it might be one generation. It might be the Carnegies or the Hiltons or the Clintons or today's Trumps or today's keeping up with the Kardashians. So it is this issue, this enigma that just spans all generations over time.
Well, I'm very excited for you. So will people be able to get it just about everywhere they go? Where are you going to have it available?
Absolutely. It's available now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and BAM and Powell's and all the online retailers. We've been talking to some of the Barnes & Nobles in our area, and we know that they plan on carrying it as well coming next week. So we think it's going to be widely distributed. We're pretty excited about it. And would love for people to get their hands on a copy and visit our website as well, whoarethejonesesanyway.com. There's more information there about Susan and myself, our story, about the book, where to get it, things like that. And we're super excited, Bill, because just last week it was announced that our book was a 2016 International Book Awards winner in our category. And that's almost like getting an Academy Award for the work that we've done. And so that was a great stamp of approval from the industry. So we're excited about that too.
That's tremendous. Congratulations, and well-deserved. And again, I've been talking with Bob Karcher. The name of the book is Who Are the Joneses Anyway? And again, go to Amazon or go to the website, Who Are the Joneses Anyway? And you can .com, and you can find out how to get that. But remember, this is something that has the power to change the thinking of your entire family. So don't just buy one for everybody, because this could be the textbook that your dinner table, you know, the textbook for your dinner table besides your Bible, right? But this could be the textbook for your dinner table to help your family have meaningful conversations about what the family values are altogether. I see that as having tremendous potential for that, Bob. I congratulate you, and I'm very excited for you, and I hope that our listeners take good advantage of this and pick up Who Are the Joneses Anyway as soon as they can. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. It's good to hear from you again.
I'd love to hear an update, and I'm sure we'll see each other around town here, but I can't wait to hear. You know, I wish it was 6 weeks from now so we could be talking again about it already and hearing how it's going.
New York Times bestseller. That's coming.
All right, Bob. Congratulations. Thanks. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.